Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now. Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 10th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had as good of a Tuesday as you could possibly have. Sorry for the audio issues on the Tuesday morning daily pod. Much like the Eagles season, it's been a rough 24 hours for the audio as well for the podcast. I recorded the pod in the airport, and like I said, lots of sad Eagles fans walking around. If you were one of the rare Chargers fans that was in the airport on Monday night into Tuesday morning, Yeah, you probably enjoyed what you saw. The gate agent at the thing did a mocking like Eagles chant. Eagles fans didn't take it well, I'll just put it that way. But regardless, recording the pod from LAX, I thought I was recording into the mic. Don't think I was. So I apologize to everybody for those audio issues. But the good news is, hopefully, like this Eagles season, things are turning back around. I got the mic working again. We can get back to our regularly scheduled program. So today is a day to really dive into what in the world happened Monday night. We got more Nick audio. We got Jalen audio. And then I did a Jalen Hurts rewatch report card, which, believe it or not, came away a little more encouraged than I thought I would watching it live with the emotion of what was really a disappointing game. And it's crazy to me that the Eagles are 8-5. Like, what a normal record for a team that is so used to winning a bunch in a row, losing a bunch in a row. And I guess that's kind of what's happening here. I thought of all the outcomes of the season, like I didn't expect a very regular record of 8-5. And look, they could still end up 12-5. They could be 11-5. Something tells me they probably split these final four. You're looking at like a 10-7 football team. They probably win the division. And it's heading towards a home playoff game. And like I tried to say in the daily pod for Tuesday, once they get a home playoff game, you just never know. We can talk about momentum all we want heading into the playoffs, but that first playoff game dictates your emotion and your momentum. Like, you win that game and everyone in the world is going to be feeling great. You lose it, and it's over anyway. So we're going to get into a bunch of stuff today, but let's start with where we always do, with what is on the schedule for today. Nick Sirianni speaks for the first time since that loss. He spoke in the SoFi Stadium afterwards, but now he'll have a chance to watch the game, see if any changes are being made, see if anything, if maybe he had the same takeaway I did, which was there were plays to be made and the players just didn't make them. So that'll be at 12:20. At 4:35, they're holding a walkthrough that's closed to the media, so we won't get a chance to see with our own eyes who's practicing or who's not, but we will get an estimated injury report. And then 5:45, the locker room opens up. We'll hear from the players. We'll hear from Jalen Hurts. But also tonight at 6 p.m., it's Go Birds evenings. And we brought our good buddy back, really, you know, the Go Birds goat. Brandon Lee Gatwin will be on the show tonight from 6 to 8. So we'll be talking about this Eagles loss. I know Brandon, not a big Eagles coaching staff guy. So we'll get into that and we will talk about, where the team goes from here. Okay, let's get into the injury report. And the news is actually good for the first time in a while, it feels like. This team has obviously dealt with some pretty serious injuries. And no, Jalen Carter is not expected to play this Sunday. They'll still be missing him. But the good news is it seems like they're getting one of their most, if not their most important player, back. And that is Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson tweeted out an eye emoji prior to the game on Monday night. There's been reporting on Tuesday morning that he is, looking good to play against the Raiders on Sunday. And obviously, that's a big boost for the Eagles. Not that Fred Johnson has played bad. I actually think the pass protection against the Chargers was pretty good, but the numbers don't lie. And the Eagles are 0-3 without Lane Johnson this season and 15-27 in his career. Now, when he went down, we talked about how that 15-27, a lot of those games are from earlier, right? Like 2016, he missed 10 games. And that obviously has nothing to do with this team, but he's still a crucially important player. They can get to different packages when he's out there. They can do the six-man line, which they'll probably do with him back. You'll see Fred Johnson out there. They haven't done as much of that with him not available to play. So getting him back, assuming he plays at the level he is capable of playing, definitely a big boost for the offensive line. And the timing's pretty good because Max Crosby is coming to Philadelphia on Sunday. He lines up across from Lane. He lines up across from that right tackle spot. So Lane Johnson versus Max Crosby on Sunday, certainly a matchup you feel better with, assuming Lane is healthy and ready to go, than Fred Johnson. So getting Lane back, a major boost. Of course, we'll find out more later today when they release their walkthrough injury report. And then, throughout the week, Thursday, Friday, we'll find out more. But it does look like Lane Johnson is going to play against the Raiders. In other injury news, Landon Dickerson obviously left the game, did return, was questionable to return with that calf injury. We'll see how that injury responds, like flying across country, not the adrenaline of playing in the game It could be, you know, I would guess he'll be limited in practice this week. We'll see if he's questionable for the game itself. But getting Lane back, and it seems like Landon will probably play. So you could get all five of the offensive linemen back together for the first time since Lane went down. All right, let's get into the pod, and let's get into some things we didn't talk about in the daily pod on Tuesday, some pieces of audio I wasn't able to get to, and really dive into this game. So one question Nick was asked, and it was Tim McManus, ESPN, and a sly way of asking it, I respect it, was if he's anticipating any personnel changes or any, you know, player changes, right, coming off of their third straight loss. And here's what Nick had to say about that.
Personnel responsibility changes on the table, or is the plan?
Yeah, we'll stay the course. We'll just keep grinding it out and get ourselves out of this little hole.
So it wasn't outright asking if they're benching Jalen Hurts, but you could sense that's what the question was, right? Like, there's some Petullo baked in there for sure. Not that Nick was going to say on the spot, you know, oh yeah, we're going to bench Jalen and we're going to fire Petullo. Like, that's not what he was going to say. But there is more than ever talk about the potential of benching Jalen Hurts. It's being talked about nationally. I think locally, more people are talking about it than ever before. It's also becoming somewhat acceptable to talk about. I think if, you know, 2 weeks ago, if you brought it up, it would not be met well. Now I think most polls and most large groups of fans seem more into it because, let's be honest, like, he's not playing well, right? Five turnovers, no touchdowns, a loss. He's struggling right now. And so there is a lot of talk of it. But I want to be clear about something, and I'll make it as clear as I can be from my point of view. I would not bench Jalen Hurts. I would rather have the season go down and sink the season with Jalen, then save the season with Tanner. Jalen is too valuable to this franchise. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He is a quarterback that they have under a huge contract. He is somebody they have, to a certain degree, tied their future to. Now, we have talked and kind of hinted at the pod throughout the season that I would not rule out the possibility of a Jalen Hurts trade this offseason. And the worse he plays, obviously in some ways the larger that percentage gets. But even the largest percentage of that is still small, right? 10%, 8%, something like that. If you bench Jalen, that's it. Like, that is it. And I know people will point to, well, they benched Donovan 08 and he came back. It's just different now. It's just different than it was back then in terms of the media magnitude of benching Jalen Hurts. Not to mention, Jalen has already been a part of one of the most public and famous benchings in football history when he was benched at the halftime of the college championship game, right? So, you know, just him going through that, I'm guessing would not be received well by him. But you can't give up on the guy right now. I'm not saying he's definitely going to play better. I'm not saying that maybe next year he won't have the same problems and the same limitations as a passer. What I am saying is this guy has been to two Super Bowls. He's won the vast majority of games he started. He, you know, takes care of the ball for the most part. Obviously, right now, not doing it. He's having a down year. But so is A.J. Brown. So is Jordan Mailata. So is a lot of players. So is Nick Sirianni. And I don't hear anybody saying don't play AJ as much. I mean, there's like some small talk of giving Tank Bigsby the ball more, but even that is couched with, you know, you still want Saquon to get the ball. I know it's different with the quarterback, and I have said for weeks that I think he is the one holding the team back. I think he's the main problem with the offense. I don't think it's coaching. And rewatching the game, which we'll get into in a little bit, I once again don't think it was coaching. Guys were open, right? But you can't bail on Jalen. You just can't. Now is not the time. If that's a decision you want to make in the offseason and you decide that, you know, the offense is too limited with him, then like that's a decision we'll talk about then. But in season, with playoffs still on the horizon, going to Tanner McKee would be a mistake. What would happen if they went to Tanner? I don't know. I think he would probably play well in the first game. It certainly is a favorable schedule the rest of the way, but you can't bail on Jalen now. So there's a lot of discussion about that on Tuesday. I just wanted to make my opinion on it clear. I'm not saying he's playing well. I understand no player is above the team, but if any player is close to above the team, it's Jalen. And we all remember when they benched Carson in 2020, he never took another snap for the team. And I'm not ready to pull the plug on the Jalen Hurts era. It seems crazy to say in a season coming off of him winning Super Bowl MVP. I know he did not play well the majority of the year, and 2023 wasn't great. Like, I get it, right? There is a large Jalen Hurts discussion to be had. But now is not the time to discuss benching him. So I don't think Nick's going to do it. I certainly don't think he's going to do it in the Raiders game. I don't think he would do it in game. And I think Jalen will play the rest of the season, barring injury. Like, I think Jalen will be the guy. Now, speaking of blame, obviously the offense is not playing well enough right now. The Eagles, over their last five games, are averaging just over 16 points per game, near the bottom of the league, if not at the bottom of the league. Haven't scored more than 21 points in any of those games. This is according to John Clark of NBC Sports, by the way. And it's the fewest points over a five-game span for the Eagles since Andy Reid's last season 13 years ago. Now, we all remember Andy Reid got fired. And then, of course, this other stat, according to our own Tucker Bagley, over the past 5 weeks, only the Raiders have fewer touchdowns than the Eagles. The Eagles have 8 touchdowns. The Raiders have 7 touchdowns. So the offense, really, really bad. So Nick was asked about the report that he was more involved in the offense leading up to the Chargers game. And here is what he had to say.
You know, I'm the head coach, so my attention goes to places that I feel like it needs to go. This week was with the offense, and I'll continue to go in there with those guys and, you know, grind it out through the weeds with them and continue to move forward with that. I thought we moved the ball and did a lot of good things today. Again, we didn't finish drives, and when we didn't for multiple reasons, and had some turnovers for multiple reasons.
Yeah, I mean, he's the head coach. This is kind of what I said when, you know, I was asked about it and talked about in the Daily Pod. Like, the offense needs help. And so he had to be there. Like, if the defense was super struggling, I don't think you would catch Nick like going into Fangio's office and talking about defensive concepts. But I do think you would see Nick, you know, spend more time with the defense or sit in the meetings with Fangio or offer help or something like that. The offense is horrendous right now. Now, I believe it's mostly because of Jalen Hurts. Obviously, other players have to play better. But yeah, it's not surprising to me that Nick is more involved now. One thing that has started to kind of catch my attention over the past month is it doesn't feel like players are going to bat for Petullo the same way they used to. And it also seems to me like there's certain words and catchphrases. Certain like words and stuff are catching my attention in terms of how players are describing things. So here is Jalen Hurts when he was asked about Nick Sirianni being more involved in the offense.
Nick stepped in, and you know, I think he played a very good role this week, provided some structure and kind of organized some things for us. Obviously, we still have ways and room for improvement.
So, all right, like, provided some structure and organized some things for us, right? That was kind of interesting. And then, of course, Jalen does a thing. He started to do a little bit more, which is talk about he's just there to execute the game plan, right? The mentality is to execute everything that is called, basically saying he's not calling the plays, and try to bring the strategy we are taking into that game as best as I can. So he's just trying to execute the game plan. But the part right there about provided some structure and organized some things for us is interesting to me, because when they moved on from Sean Desai, I think part of the reason was just simply like he was an inexperienced coordinator. I think there were some like X's and O's scheme stuff, but I also think it was just, it's a big job, right? In terms of like, you know, to use a word Jalen used, like organized everything, like meetings, all that, right? I don't think he was the best with that. And he was his first year on the job. I think that you could definitely argue they moved on from him too quick, but regardless, they moved on from him. I have not heard anything about like Petullo struggling in meetings and stuff like that, but providing structure and organize some things for us is interesting. I'd actually like to ask Jalen for a follow-up on that. I wasn't able to do it in his press conference, but that's pretty interesting stuff when it comes to Petullo. So that caught my attention. I don't think they're going to move on from Petullo in season. After each bad offensive game, it certainly becomes harder to say they definitely won't. But I don't think they will. They have pretty firmly planted their flag in the it's not one person. We're all to blame for this. And I think there's truth to that for sure. But the provided structure and organized some things for us definitely caught my attention. Now, the number one way the offense can turn this thing around is just taking care of the ball. In their five losses this year, they have 11 turnovers. In the 8 wins, they have 4 turnovers. Like, the difference between winning and losing for this team really is turnovers. And Hurts was asked about the turnovers after the game against the Chargers, and here's what he had to say.
I didn't play well enough. Too many turnovers. Lots of opportunities, especially when we get on the other side of the 50, and I wasn't able to, get us in the box.
So you can hear in there, he starts by saying winning is a point of emphasis, but he also says, he needs to find ways to lead them to a win. He says, we'll see how they respond to this test. He has got to take care of the ball, right? Like, that is obvious. But I do think it, like, in 2020, when Carson struggled with taking care of the football, it started to become a team-wide thing, and they just turned the ball over left and right. I think you see a little bit of that with Jalen. When Jalen is being smart with the ball, the rest of the team takes care of it. When Jalen is being reckless with the ball, bad things happen, right? So number one start to turning this around is just not turning the ball over anymore. When they don't turn the ball over, they still win almost all the time. When they turn the ball over, they become pedestrian. And that's how you get to 8-5, right? Like, five turnovers a game is absurd. And that's obviously an extreme. But the part in there about how he responds to the test, right? And he has to find ways for them to win. I do think there was a bit baked in there of like, hey, everyone, remember when we win? Like, it's me too. Like, a little bit of that. But he's not wrong. Like, he needs to play better. He needs to find ways to lead them to a win. Because AJ had a terrible game. No one's talking about benching AJ. Like, the quarterback has a different level of pressure on him. And a quarterback has a different level of responsibility. So Hurts is right. He does need to find ways to lead them to a win. He does need to take care of the ball. And how he responds to this test is going to dictate how this entire offseason is for him. It could be an offseason of they made another playoff run, they didn't win it, but you know what, like, whatever. Or it could be an offseason of, are they going to pay Jalen? Would they be open to trading him? Does Jalen still win? Like, it could be a very different offseason for Jalen, depending how these next four games, plus, yes, the playoffs, go. But on the other side, we're going to get into the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card. And if you're thinking to yourself, why would I want to hear about that game again? I get it. But there were more good throws in that game than I expected. And I actually left feeling a little more encouraged than I thought I would. So we're going to get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers, for old friends and new, Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, whenever the Eagles play a game, they hold a team meeting and they go over it in front of the whole team, right? And Nick will put up on each play, here's why it worked, here's who had a good play, but also who didn't, right? And players will talk about how those meetings are not fun after losses. And sometimes those meetings aren't fun after wins. If the offense isn't playing well, Nick calls them out on it, right? So, this is not going to be a fun Jalen Hurts rewatch report card. I know you're all thinking to yourself, what an ugly game that was. 5 turnovers, 0 touchdowns, 2, you know, a crucial interception at the end there. Maybe the worst game Jalen Hurts has played as Eagles starting quarterback. We could probably think of games where they didn't move the ball as much, and like they did move the ball in this one. But just in terms of turnovers, I mean, the first quarterback, I think it was ever to be recorded with 2 turnovers on the same play. So there was some ugliness in there, and we are going to get into that. But there was some good too. And this game actually reminds me of the Broncos game. If you remember the Broncos game from earlier in the season, which feels like a lifetime ago, like they almost put up 300 yards passing on what at the time was the best pass defense in the NFL. Now, the discouraging part of that is it didn't prove to end up meaning anything. It wasn't like the offense almost put up 300 yards and then they got going from there. Like, that's not what happened, right? Now, I know they lost 2 straight and then they had a really good game against Minnesota. They threw the ball well against the Giants, but then they went right back down to earth to what is now one of the worst offenses in the NFL. So I understand that talking about woulda, coulda, shouldas, almost, what if, like, that is not encouraging at this point of the season. They should be beyond this type of talk. This would be like week 3. Well, you know what? They've gotten a few bad things go their way. I get that 14 games into the season, nobody wants to hear about it. I get it, but we're going to go through it and talk about some of the good, talk about some of the bad. As you know, I gave Jalen Hurts an F on his initial report card, and newsflash, like breaking news, spoiler is the way I actually meant to phrase it. He still has an F. Like, if you lose a game that when you're Jalen Hurts and the two things you prioritize about are turnovers and winning and both don't happen and one is the worst ever been, That's an F. So he sticks with an F. He needs to play better. But I did think there were some positive plays in there. So let's go through it. And, you know, I have 15 or 20 plays that really stuck out for me. And we'll talk more about some of the positives that happened. So, of course, starts with negatives, though. 14:45 to go in the first quarter. I believe it's the first play of the game, second play of the game. This is the Jalen Hurts deep shot to AJ. It's a play that broke down. Jalen has excellent pass protection. AJ initially looks like he's running, wait for it, a hitch route. But when that's not open, he, you know, kind of peels off and runs down the field. He gets single coverage. He has a step on his guy, hits him in the hands. Now it's his outstretched hands. Doesn't come down with the football. Not a 10 out of 10 throw, but the throw is good enough. This is a huge play in the game because if they hit this and they start with the huge chunk play to AJ, and maybe they don't fall behind 7-0. Maybe they just get a field goal, but they score on the first drive of the game and they don't fall behind with the Chargers scoring next. Like, I think this is a top three most important play in the game. I mean, it was just a brutal, brutal drop. And if you look at what are maybe the top three most important plays in the game, I think two of them are AJ drops, like that drop in the end zone, which we'll talk about later, and this drop. And then obviously the last being the interception Jalen threw to end the game. But not a 10 out of 10 throw. Jalen does seem to be doing this thing where he started to kind of like loft the ball up. Like he doesn't stand with both feet down. He doesn't seem to be putting everything into it. He just kind of like flicks it. We've seen him do it this season. He missed Devontae on a similar type throw against the Giants in New York. You all remember that play where Devontae's wide open, should have been a touchdown, and he missed him. This throw was better, should have been caught, but yeah, major missed opportunity. So, all right, 2nd and 9, 12:23 to go in the first quarter. Hurts has two good options on this play, right? Devontae is open just past the sticks for what would have been a first down. And the defender, though, like kind of gets stuck behind AJ and his defender. So Devontae's open. Like, AJ's kind of occupying two defenders. And Devontae's just sitting there waiting for the ball. Jalen seems to be looking at him, but he just doesn't throw it. The pressure eventually gets to him, and he's sacked. And the reason this play sticks out to me, and it was a 3rd and 9 play, my apologies, it wasn't 2nd and 9. But the reason this sticks out to me is because on the Chargers' next drive, a 3rd and 9 play, Justin Herbert makes a play where he steps up in the pocket. He finds the running back who gets a big play down the field, right? Now, Jalen looked to me like he maybe had Tank Bigsby. I think it would have been not as easy to throw as the one Herbert made. But Devontae's there. Like, Devontae is there and Devontae's open. That should have been a first down. And I know that people hate the hitch route. And I know people talk about how it's not a visually appealing scheme. But guys are open. And a guy was open right there for the first down. He's looking at him. The pocket's clean. I don't know why he doesn't throw it. So not a good snap from Jalen. Okay, later in the first quarter, 7:06 to go. It's 1st and 20. And Jalen has a chance to hit Devontae deep. And there were a few times in this game where either he missed Devontae deep or he didn't throw it to him. But they got Devontae open down the field. So deep shot to Devontae. It's a good read by Jalen. As Devontae ends up getting one-on-one coverage, it's not apparent right away that's what's going to happen. Now, a safety does run with Devontae, but he's far enough away that he's not really impacting the play. So I thought a good read by Jalen on knowing this is where he should go. But it was either a bad throw or miscommunication, because as Devontae's streaking towards the end zone, the ball gets to him right around as he crosses the goal line. It's kind of like if Devontae, it looked like Devontae was going to cut in towards the end zone a little more, and the pass kind of goes like behind him to the left. So I think probably just a bad throw. I don't know what the miscommunication there would be, but whether even if it is a miscommunication, like, we're too late in the season to be having miscommunication. So that could have been a touchdown. That could have been a big play. And they didn't hit on it. So bad snap for Jalen for sure on that one. Now, like I said, he did have some really nice throws. 3rd and 12, 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Really nice throw from Jalen to Goddard. Goddard's wide open, so it's not like, you know, some highlight SportsCenter top 10 play. But at this point, whenever the offense hits for a chunk play over the middle, it feels, you know, like finding a four-leaf clover or whatever it is. So Goddard hit wide open over the middle, running. Jalen hits him in stride for the first down, plus more. Simple play, well executed, but it stood out in a day where they really struggled sometimes to execute the basic things. All right, so next 3rd down play, 4:03 to go in the first quarter. They run the bubble screen to Devontae. And this is not a Jalen thing. Well, it's not a Jalen thing in terms of execution or the throw or anything. I'm sure Actually, I don't think Jalen really likes these plays. That being said, they ran him a ton in 2023 when Brian Johnson was here, and we know Brian Johnson was Jalen's guy. But the bubble screens to Devontae are not working, and they ran it later in the fourth quarter, which we'll get to. They just don't work. Like, whether either AJ's not good enough blocker, they don't set it up well. Like, they got to stop running them. So third and nine, a bubble screen to Devontae for 1 yard. I just don't get why they're running the play. And AJ on this one either messes up or there was some kind of confusion because he isn't even blocking anyone. Like, he's looking back for the ball. So just a poor play there by the offense in general. All right, on to the second quarter. First play of the second quarter, first and 10. This is the near interception. Little did we know that there were plenty more turnovers to come. But just a completely misthrown ball. Just sails over Dotson's head. Feels like nothing good happens when they throw it to Dotson. I'm not saying that's Dotson's fault, but a near interception here, the interception at the end of the game, the interception when he tried to throw it to him in the Giants game. Like, his passer rating targeting Jahan can't be good, but just a really bad throw. He has a clean pocket, not impacted at all, and he just sails it right over Dotson. Lucky it was an interception. Now, he does come back, and later in the second quarter has a really nice throw. 10:30 to go, first and 10, hits AJ for 22 yards, a crossing route down the field, puts it in a window between defenders. I thought actually there were a bunch of throws in this game where he put them into windows in a zone. Like, I thought that, you know, I think the Eagles think that Jalen is improving, like, with certain things, and I think he is improving with this. I do think he picked apart at times that pass defense. So really nice throw to AJ in a window, 22 yards, a high level throw from Jalen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So next up, 2nd and 10, 9:14 to play. The initial play doesn't really seem to be to AJ, but AJ is sitting in the middle of the field wide open. Now, you could argue it's a bang-bang play if he throws it. Like, the guy closes in on AJ, he knocks it away, he gets hit, like, maybe. But give him a chance. I mean, instead, Hurts runs. He gets 8 yards, which is not a bad outcome. But there were still times in this game where guys like Devontae, as we talked about earlier, and like AJ here, were open, and he just didn't throw it to him. So, again, I'm sitting on the couch watching. I know it's easy for me to say, but it looked like AJ was just standing there open in the middle of the field. The other thing that stood out to me is it just feels like AJ's giving 70% or running 70% on some of these plays. I actually want to ask him about it, but like, maybe there's a reason for it. Maybe he gets to where he's supposed to be and just kind of stops, but it just seems like he jogs out on the field more than other players. And I know he's a guy that plays hard. I know he's done a lot for the team, so there must be a reason. But it does stand out. It just feels like there's a little more jogging from AJ than other people. So after this play, of course, comes the interception fumble play. So he just got tricked. Like, that's really the best way to put it. And, you know, in a weird way, it's a play that looks really bad and is symbolic of just like a terrible night, but it actually is not as bad of a play as like it'll go down as. I mean, the defender is on the line, he drops back into coverage, Jalen gets tricked. Like, it happens to quarterbacks. It happens to quarterbacks around the league every Sunday. Doesn't see him, throws it right to him. So like, a bad interception for sure, right? But like, I don't think it was an arm strength issue. I don't think, like, the decision wasn't great, but I don't think he actively made a bad decision. I think he got tricked. Like, it is going to happen. And then, of course, the fumble happens. I actually don't think it should be charged for 2 turnovers because, like, in theory, they got the ball back. So is it like really a turnover on the same play? If the play doesn't end with the other team getting the ball, I would argue it's not really a turnover. But regardless, you know, he tries to get the ball and it gets knocked out. It gets knocked out again. You can't really fault the guy for trying to get the football. You know, remember those at Cam Newton play in the Super Bowl where he didn't dive for the ball? Like, Jalen is at least out there trying to get the ball back. So just an ugly play. It'll be a play we talk about for a long time. I mean, there's a shot. It goes down as the play that Carson had against the Cowboys where he takes that terrible sack. Like, it was that type of comically bad play. And yeah, not a good one, but I didn't think, like, for as bad as it's going to be remembered, I think there was clear explanations as to why it happened. And I kind of give him credit for going after the ball. All right. So later in the second quarter, 4:50 to play, 1st and 10, just another bad play. Jalen's locked in on Saquon the whole time. Goddard pops open over the middle and is free. Instead, Jalen just sails it over Saquon's head. He did sail passes in this game more than normal. Talked about the one to Dotson, this one to Saquon right here. He sailed one over Shipley's head later in the game. But also, I thought a good example of Jalen just locking in on his guy. And you could see that the Chargers knew Jalen was going to lock in on his guy, and they were able to jump routes. They left guys open because they just didn't think he was going to throw the ball to him. If he hits Goddard over the middle, Goddard has room to run. I think he's the best yak guy on the team. So bad play by Jalen. All right, the second interception, 2nd and 10. Bad decision. Now, it's the one that's thrown to Devontae. I will say, like, Devontae gets beat at the top of the route. He gets kind of pushed or he slips, but he falls down, and the ball goes right to the defender. So, you know, the result is the result. I do think Devontae holds blame, and that's what I'll say about the 4 interceptions. 2 of them are just completely on him, but then other ones do fall on AJ and Devontae. And if, you know, they track stats on, you know, put interceptions on receivers, I think there's a shot this one goes to Devontae. So just not a good play for everybody, but obviously it goes down for Jalen. And then the last play in the first half that I thought stood out was a 2nd and 7 play. It's a quick pass to AJ. They actually get 11 yards, so they get a first down, but the pass is behind him. And it was just another example that accuracy remains an issue for him. He's putting the ball behind guys more than he really ever has. All right, third quarter. And what really stood out about the third quarter, first throw of the third quarter, 5:24 to play. The Chargers held the ball for, 10 minutes or whatever to start the third quarter. So, yeah, time possession issue for the team. But 5:24 to play, first and 10, hits AJ for a 26-yard gain. Really nice throw over a few defenders and into a window. And he did do that a lot in this game. So I do think there was some positives from there. 3rd and 14, 4 or 5 to play in the third quarter, throws a crosser to AJ that goes for 6 yards. This was one of the rare times where I thought Jalen wasn't set up to succeed. Like, guys were not past the sticks, really. He hits AJ, but expecting AJ to get 8 yards of yak, I think, is tough at this point. So it was one of the few plays where I thought that was on the coaching. Like, the bubble screen stuff, some of the game management stuff was on the coaching, but this one, I think he was not set up to succeed. All right, 4th quarter and overtime. This is where he had a chance to really kind of save the game. So I thought this play was a big-time misthrow from Jalen. So 11:49 to play, 1st and 10. The Eagles are up 16-13. He has Devontae deep one-on-one down the middle of the field. It is like a dagger-esque type of look. It is the play they have gotten, and him and Devontae have hit on so many times, and they get it. It's the exact play, and he just doesn't throw it. And I don't know why. Like, he's looking at it. The pocket seems clean. I mean, the pressure gets there eventually. I think he definitely had a chance to throw it. He does scramble out. He gets a 19-yard completion to Darius Cooper. So not the end of the world, but big chance there for them to score. Like, I thought it was maybe one of the worst snaps Jalen had in terms of not throwing the ball. You have got to throw that to Devontae, wide open down the field. I thought it was a big-time mistake by Jalen. And then, of course, he pays for it. 11-12, 1st and 10. The interception that's high to AJ. The throw is just a straight-up bad throw. Just a straight-up bad throw. Now, it sails on him, so AJ has to go up for it, fully extend himself. I know there's talks of him, like, pulling down to try to avoid getting hit. And I know people are like, oh, he didn't want to get hit. Alligator arms. I don't know, man. Like, if I'm like that, I'm fully extended and I see someone coming, I think you have to pull the ball in even just to secure it. And this one to me is on Jalen. Like, yeah, he hits off AJ's hands and it's disappointing. It kills momentum. Like, all that is for sure. But that one's on Jalen. That was like a bad throw. The result was AJ had to stretch up. If he didn't, I think he catches the ball. It's a nice gain and they keep going. So yeah, disappointing throw from Jalen. Now, him and AJ did heat up, like, on that final drive. 2:49 to go, 2nd and 10. Short throw to AJ, who gets some yak, makes someone miss, goes down the sideline, follows that up. 2nd and 10, 2:40 to play. Really nice throw to AJ over the middle of the field for 19-ish yards. They're in a great position at this point. Tied 16-16, just over 2:30 to play. They're red hot. I mean, I'm watching this live, I thought it, but watching it too, it's like they were going to win this game. I am stunned that they lost this game when you rewatch it. Just like two absolutely golden chances to win it and blew up both. And I thought the coaching and the play call on this was not good. Like, so it's just over 2:30 to play, tied 16-16. I think the Chargers had three timeouts, but it just burned one. So they were going to have to potentially burn the two more before the two-minute warning. You could have had them no timeouts after the two-minute warning. So 2:27 to play now, 2nd and 11. This is the drop by AJ, and he had to have it. It was a beautiful throw from Jalen. It's in the end zone. Like, it hits both AJ's hands. He has a chance initially to catch it, and then even really once it kind of goes through, he has another chance to grab it and just doesn't come down with it. But beautiful throw from Jalen. Like, beautiful, beautiful throw. And that's why, as bad as Jalen was, like, AJ had a lot to do with Jalen having a bad game. He just did, like, drops, however you want to dictate blame on the interception his way. And this one was huge. Like, Jalen absolutely could have had a game-winning touchdown throw in this game. He could have started the game with a huge chunk play that's maybe even a touchdown, right? If that guy dives for AJ and misses, like, who knows? So really nice throw. I just, like, I get the be aggressive and I like it, but there would have been a lot of time left. But I thought at that point your best friend was the clock, but regardless, nice throw. AJ should have had it. Then there's the horrendous screenplay on 3rd and 11. 2:23 to go, 3rd and 11. A bad drop by Devontae for sure. It reminds me of the Saquon drop versus Atlanta last year where he catches it 9 out of 10 times, but don't put him in position to even have that be a possibility. If you're going to throw it to Devontae, those plays average like 1 or 2 yards. Now, no one's blocking Devontae too. So I think the idea here is clear. AJ pulls his guy down the field. They hope to get it to Devontae quick. That guy misses. Devontae can run in. It just hasn't worked all year. And then Devontae misses it. It kills the clock and they blow it. Like, they had a chance to win the game there and they absolutely blew it. All right, overtime. Only really two plays here stood out to me. The 3rd and 16 throw, just like an unbelievable throw to Devontae. A special, special throw. Huge spot, have to have it. Perfect throw on a throw he doesn't normally make. Great anticipation throw. Throws it when Devontae is just starting to cut in. Like, couldn't throw it better. Definition of getting it done when the team needs it. And when he made that throw, I thought they were going to win the game. And then he has another throw to Goddard, and they're moving. And just watching it, you're like, they have all the momentum in the world. And then the Dotson interception happens. And man, they had that one. They had that one. And the throw was not good. They had just gotten a 16-yard completion to Goddard. They were, I think, inside the 10 or somewhere around there. The throw to Dotson certainly was inside the 10. Felt like they were going to win. And it looks like they try to run the same play they've run to Goddard a bunch this year, where Jalen rolls out. Goddard is right there to his right. He throws it to him. They get 5 or 6 yards. Now, this time, and they have it, they do it with, you know, Goddard normally, but like, there's a player above Goddard, right? And so Goddard is the easy throw. Dotson's the deeper throw. And they do kind of stick with Goddard. And I will say, like, it's a good play by the defender who's caught in between both. I think Jalen thinks that he's going to stick to Goddard, which would leave Dotson open. And he kind of does get caught in the middle, but he puts his hand up, deflects the ball. Also, some bad luck in terms of the ball being tipped right to the guy. It reminds me of, I think it was, now this is a different kind of thing, but in overtime when Rasul Douglas almost had an interception, it bounces off his hands into the hands of Amari Cooper and the Eagles lose. Like, it was bad luck in that way. But I just don't think it's a throw you can make. And Jalen acknowledged it was a tight window throw. But it was a poor throw. It was a poor throw. You don't make that decision in that spot. And that's his final interception. It ends the game. And that's that. Like, for a quarterback that prioritizes winning and turnovers, he did not step up in either way on that. But I still leave that game feeling like the offensive line played well. The running game was better. The defense was outstanding. It was Jalen and AJ. And it comes down to, do you trust these two to be better the rest of the way? And I don't, you know, I don't know why you would really trust them with how poor Jalen's played all year and with AJ not being great all year. Like, I get it. But at the same time, they are a Super Bowl winning duo and the schedule's not hard. And the NFC, I still think, is wide open. But yeah, so definitely left it feeling a little more encouraged than I thought I would. It reminds me of that Broncos game where they lost the game after the Broncos game. But even in that Giants game, there were plays there to be made and they moved the ball well. And Jalen, they had the interception and they lost. But then they did have two really good games after that on offense. So we'll find out. They're playing a terrible Raiders game team this upcoming Sunday. So there's possibility. But yeah. Left feeling more encouraged than thought, but obviously 5 turnovers, simply not going to get the job done. So that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening and reliving through that terrible game with me. Till then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.